Well, coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. Subject, I want to get my girlfriend tested. Whoa. That is the subject. But right now, Steve, right now, Junior's in for the nephew with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Junior?
The prank today the nephew has left us is called baby weight.
Baby weight.
Yeah. You going to see what that, how ancient this is? Go ahead. Come on, run it, cat.
I know this better not be what I think he's talking about. Baby weight.
Hello.
Hello, I'm trying to reach Trina, please.
Yeah, this is Trina.
Hey, Trina, my name is Ernest Murphy down here at the bus barn with the from the school district. Your son is Devin, am I right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, he's in the sixth grade, I think.
Is everything okay?
Yeah, everything is fine. I think he rides bus 90, bus 93. Does he ride bus 93? Are you familiar with the bus number?
Yeah, he does.
Okay, so now the school board has implemented a new rule, and we're having to call a lot of parents and let them know about the new rule for as far as the buses are concerned. Now, from my understanding, each child that gets on the bus has to weigh less than 125 pounds. That's what the new rule that is implemented by the school board.
Can you say that again? I feel like I just missed something.
Each child that gets on the bus has to weigh less than 125 pounds.
I don't understand. What does that mean?
So starting on Monday, what they're gonna do is the bus driver will have a scale and he will weigh the kids before they get on the bus. I understand, ma'am, but like I say, I'm calling every parent
you're gonna weigh my child before he gets on the bus?
That's what the new rule is. If he's over 125, then he'll either have to walk or you'll have to take him to school.
I have a job, okay? I have a job. I'm not gonna take my kid to school. That's what the bus is for. That's what my tax dollars pay for. The rationale behind this?
Okay, let me tell you what's going on. From what they're saying is that the weight of these children is wearing down these transmissions on this bus, on these buses. The transmission cannot take all of that. So they are limiting the weight of each child. So now how much does that...
I think that's discrimination. I think that's discrimination.
But is he over 125 pounds?
He is.
Okay.
You're
probably gonna have to take your son to school or he's gonna have to walk.
He probably
need to walk to school if he already 125 pounds.
That is so rude. What the absolute are you talking about?
All I'm saying is if your son is overweight 125. You know, maybe the exercise are doing good, but like I say, the school board is not going to allow him on the bus.
Sir, I will not accept this. Who do I need to call? Is there a manager? Is there a city council member? I mean, this is seriously the most f***ed up discriminatory practice I've ever heard of. It doesn't even make sense. You're talking about a child.
I understand, but we're talking about a child that weighs more than a grown person.
What is your name, sir? Tell me your name again.
My name is Ernest. I'm down here at the bus barn.
I would like to speak with a supervisor, like now.
Okay.
You do not get to speak to about my child that way. You don't get to speak to any kid that way. You should not be working at a school if that is your attitude.
I don't work at the school. I work at the bus barn. I'm down here at the bus barn. And they gave me your number. Evidently, they're right. Because you're saying he's over 125 pounds.
I am in absolute shock. This is so cute.
Okay. So do you have a fat child? Do you have a big child?
Listen, what my child looks like, how much he weighs, is none of your business. I'm going to call the school. They shouldn't be working with your company if this is the way that you treat people. And you talk about children this way? But what the f*** is the matter with you?
I guess what they're doing is this is the way of them approaching obesity. You know, let
the kids walk
to school. Whoever over 125, let them walk. They might walk at all. Your son might.
Listen, that is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard, okay? I have to work. My son is getting on that bus, and I'm going to call the school board and should not be working with you. Maybe another bus company. I don't know, but I'm calling the city. I will call whoever the they need to call, but you need to give me a supervisor's name right now. Right now.
Do you think you need to start cooking different so Devin don't have, you know, maybe it starts at home with what you feed him.
Everybody you know, I am calling your supervisor. I'm calling the city. I'm calling the school. I am going to get you so fired. Like, I can't even believe that you're allowed to make this call. Like, are other parents okay with this?
I'm calling. When you're on your way to work in the morning, Trina, do you listen to the Steve Harvey Morning Show?
Oh, my God. Yes, I do.
Trina, this is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show, baby. Yes.
Nephew Tommy.
Your cousin Vicky got me to prank phone call you, baby.
Oh, my God. I'm going to kill her.
Yeah.
God. I mean, I was like, oh, my God. I love Steve Harvey. I love you. I was about to have a heart attack. Thank God.
You got to tell me this, baby. Trina, what is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Steve Harvey.
All right, there it is. Okay, baby, wait.
Messing with people's kids.
Hey.
Okay.
Can't mess with people's kids.
Wait.
What?
It's not what I thought it was about, but he still played too much. That's still wrong.
What did you think? Oh, I know what you thought. Yeah, I know what you thought.
Baby weight? I don't know, Shirley.
Uh-huh. Yeah. No, this baby way too much.
How old is Tasha Carla?
Right. She will be 12 on Friday.
You're no longer saying that famous line, you know I just had a baby.
Oh, I'm committed to that line. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
I said it until Sheridan was about 13.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, yeah. Give me that.
That's funny. Mm-mm. Tommy's always messing with people's kids. People's kids, though.
He don't care.
Yeah, he plays too much. Plays way too much.
Oh, man.
It's part of pranking.
Wouldn't let that little boy on the bus.
Maybe you need to walk.
What?
To tell nobody kid that. Your baby need to walk to school.
That is baby way too much to get on the bus.
That is not right.
He don't care. No, he's not care.
He played too much.
Steve, how's your diet going in Africa? Have you been? You've been good.
Yeah, you know, I'm actually been on it pretty good. You know, I got a birthday coming up, so I've been.
Yes, you do, sir.
Steady
Friday,
doing it the right way until my birthday. Now I'm letting them have it, all of it.
All right. Thank you, Junior, in for the nephew. Coming up next, today's Strawberry Letter subject, I want to get my girlfriend tested. All right, we'll get into that right after this.